Declan, the end of the day, second place, but you're really up against it all day today.
Definitely was. We had a slow start. We lost 12 seconds on the first stage against Josh. And then on stage four, we went up on the bank and we lost about 10 more. We won a good few stages throughout the day, but it's only about 0.4 and 5 seconds and that type of stuff, 1 second here and there. But
his car lapsed onto 3 cylinders for the last loop of stages. You almost got him, but I think he just had it enough to get that victory.
Well, she was on 3 cylinders, yes, for stage 8, and she was on all 4 cylinders for stage 9.
It looks like it's going to be a battle for the Bard Memorial Trophy just between the two of you.
And it looks that way. There's 3 rounds left, so I need to study it and see what I need, but I certainly need to win one anyway, too.
Absolutely. He's got 2 wins under his belt. I think you've got 1 and probably about now 3 second places, but it's really the wins, and it's also that little point from the power stage.
That's the one, that little point from the power stage. It means a lot too. We won 2 or 3 of them there, and Josh got his today, so it's going to be a tough battle till the end.
Today, all of you move from Class 7 to Class 20, more power. Does it really make a difference, you know, to stay in Class 7 or to move to Class 20, or would you prefer just to stay where you were?
Well, you know, when you look at it, one of the boys who went first and then myself and Josh followed on, we're all in the same position again. We have the same, you know, my car's a 2015, so it has a little bit more. But seeing that, you know, the other two boys' cars are very, very sharp as well.
Next stop is Sligo, the first Sunday in September, and you're hoping to get a win and put it back sort of so that you can control everything.
Yes, I do need a win, Sligo or Clare, and then we have the Harvest as well.